Stay tuned now for Beneath the Surface with Michael Slate.
Welcome to Beneath the Surface. I'm Michael Slate, and today's show, as you've been hearing over the last couple of hours, today's show is going to, towards the end of the show, I'm going to be running, actually the interview that I did with St. Clair Bourne was February of 2007, and it's, it was typed out wrong when it was sent over to the station, but it's an interview that I feel gives people a sense of who he was and what... Why his death is just so damn heavy. Before that, we'll be talking with Alice Woodward, from Gina, Louisiana, live from Gina, giving us an update on the recent developments, including the, plea bargain that, Michael Bell accepted. What's up with that? What's going on with that? What's the implications of that? As well as the planned, white supremacist march on Martin Luther King Day down in Louisiana and what's going on to oppose that. But before we get into all that, we are going to be talking with people about, from the White Rose Coalition, about the planned action at the Rose Parade on January 1st, a place where millions of people are watching it all over the country, where there's always a ton of people from all over the country out at it. And the White Rose Coalition is going to be there bringing a message around impeachment and against the war. And joining us to talk about it today will be Peter Thottam, who's the executive director of the Los Angeles National Impeachment Center. And a little bit later, we'll be joined by Jared Thomas from the L.A. chapter of the World Can't Wait. Peter, welcome to the show.
Hi. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hi. Well, why don't you tell people what's the plan? What's going to happen on January 1st at the Rose Parade?
Sure. Well, first let me explain to your listeners what the White Rose Coalition is. Mm-hmm. It's a convergence of numerous progressive and activist groups here in Los Angeles and around the country, focused on the war, on peace, and on impeachment, the violation of constitutional rights in the United States. We've called ourselves the White Rose Coalition in honor and in tribute to a nonviolent resistance group that arose in Nazi Germany in 1942 in Munich, consisting of about six core members and a broader group of about 20 people who were arrested by the Gestapo and eventually beheaded in 1943. This group was known for their pamphleting and resistance efforts against the Third Reich, drawing attention throughout Bavaria and southern Germany to the constitutional rights violations in Germany and to the militarism of the country and the genocide of various populations in Germany, not just the Jewish population, but the Gypsies and other populations. And what you have here in Los Angeles on Tuesday, January 1st, a coalition of activists, including Cindy Sheehan and members of her congressional campaign staff, are coming together in Pasadena at the Rose Parade New Year's Day with support from Code Pink, World Can't Wait, the Troops Out Now Coalition, members of the Progressive Democrats of America, the Green Party, Veterans for Peace, United for Peace and Justice, all sorts of groups. All of them are converging in Pasadena Monday evening and Tuesday morning, basically to take advantage of the media presence there, as well as the 1.1 million Americans physically present at the parade, but especially the 50 to 80 million U.S. viewers watching the parade throughout the course of the KTLA and NBC and ABC broadcast during the morning, and then the repeats during the day. And that same show, the same broadcasts are watched by 300 to 500 million people around the world. And essentially what about 200 activists, possibly thousands, are going to try to do is break through the media blackout on the anti-war and pro-impeachment, the pro-peace and pro-impeachment sentiment, majority sentiment in this country.
How do you plan to do that?
We have about 10 to 15 different types of visibility and outreach actions. Let me give you some examples. Mm-hmm. We're going to have 200 vinyl banners there, 2 feet by 3 feet, saying impeach Bush and Cheney, that we're going to make available to volunteers. We currently have about 20 grandstand seats right across from the Norton Simon at Orange Grove in Colorado, and we have an encampment that we're planning with many more than that, situated in the most visible spots that the cameras can see. And the plan is to have signs, costumes, pamphleting, banners, visual props. We have rented from a group called the Backbone Campaign something called the Chain Gang Heads. And all of these visuals will come together Tuesday morning. We're essentially trying to replicate the October 27th anti-war march that ANSWER and other groups put together in Los Angeles on site in Pasadena at the Rose Parade, in front of the camera, so that we do and achieve what wasn't unfortunately achieved at the nationwide marches on October 27th.
Now, let me ask you something, Peter, because you mentioned the Chain Gang Heads, and as I'm sitting here looking at it, I can't let you get away with just saying the Chain Gang Heads without describing what that is, because it's really cool.
Are really fantastic visual props. Basically, there are four prison uniforms, Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, Cheney, and Bush. And the heads are 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet. They're enormous. They're paper mache. We have the prison uniforms and the ball chains attached to their heads, to their legs, rather. And we also have a giant half-block-long copy of the U.S. Constitution. And at the end of the parade, we've been told that we can join at the very end after the last float and proceed in a procession. And we're going to have a We the People citizens procession with Cindy Sheehan leading the parade, people holding the half-block-long copy of the Constitution, and these four prisoners basically, holding signs, each one saying impeach Bush and Cheney for their high crimes and misdemeanors. So that's the plan. The Chain Gang Heads are fantastic. Everyone loves them. We had about 70 people at last Saturday's organizing meeting at the Peace Center, and we're going to be having our next meeting this coming Saturday at the Peace Center. And do you mind if I give the information?
No, go right ahead, man.
Okay, we encourage everyone listening to this broadcast to come to the Peace Center on December 22nd from 2 to 5 p.m. That's at 8124 West 3rd Street. We can't wait. We'll be having a meeting from 10 to 12. The White Rose Coalition meeting will be from 2 to 5, all of it at the same place, the Peace Center. That's right by the Beverly Center in West Hollywood by Crescent Heights and 3rd Street. You can get details at BC for Bush Cheney, bcimpeach.com. Look at tab number 10 on the website. You'll get all the details that we've been putting together regarding the Tuesday, January 1st actions. We're very confident that we're going to have at least 200 protesters there that day, and we encourage everyone listening to your show, Michael, to come join us. This could be a historic protest unlike anything that the anti-war or impeachment movement have seen today.
Exactly. And I want to thank you very much for joining us today, Peter, but I want to also make this point because I think I think it's good that people are coming out and they're pointing out that just personally for myself, and I think that we also need to be able to speak to people beyond this thing of the Constitution, because as you were saying that thing of the Constitution, I'm looking at the Chain Gang's heads, and then I'm thinking the Constitution, the Constitution is actually, even though it's being shredded up, and there's a lot of people that are coming into motion off of that, but it actually is the basis for the whole way this thing is set up, and I think, there's got to be room for both that kind of back and forth. So I wanted to, and I think the demands that you guys have put out, this demand accountability, are really important for people to concentrate on and to talk about. Accountability for condoning torture you know, constricting constitutional rights, lying about the WMDs and the Al-Qaeda Iraq connection, secret wiretapping, killing over 1.1 million Iraqi civilians and 4,000 troops and over 1 trillion military debt since 9/11. I think those things are really important. And hopefully there'll be some orange jumpsuits out there at the same time.
Oh, because, absolutely. You know, that'd be very good. Looking for as much orange as we can possibly make.
Okay, Peter, thank you very much. I want to have Jared come on and join us and talk a little bit about World Can't Wait and why they're participating in this and what they plan to do.
Great, thanks.
All right, thank you, Peter. Jared, welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael, how's it going? Right,
good. How are you?
All right.
Okay, that was good talking with you, man. Goodbye now. So listen, World Can't Wait is part of the White Rose Coalition. Why?
Well, there are some very inspiring and important things about this idea of White Rose resistance on January 1st at the Rose Parade. You know, it's an occasion for many people to see, as your previous guest just pointed out, as Peter pointed out. But, you know, and as he also mentioned, it recalls to mind this very important anti-fascist resistance that happened in Germany in the early 40s that was a stand against a state that was carrying out bloody wars of conquest and also a state that had amassed and legitimized the use of tremendous repressive powers against people in a police state. And so, you know, we're looking at this whole situation, and over the last 6 years, over what's unfolded over the last 6 years, we can see, especially sharply over the last couple of weeks, that there's a definite fascistic trajectory to what's happening in this country, to what's unfolding. And, you know, we can see it in the destruction of the CIA tapes, the CIA torture tapes, mm-hmm. where over 100 hours of enhanced interrogations by the CIA, as they call it, essentially torture, waterboarding and the like, was destroyed, was shredded. And what happens as a result of this, we actually see, you know, the CIA launch, an ex-CIA officer launch a propaganda campaign legitimizing the use of torture. And this is allowed to stand. This is not challenged. And, you know, we see the National Intelligence Estimate being leaked, you know, showing that this government has known, its intelligence apparatus has known that since 2003, Iran has not had a nuclear weapons program, and perhaps not before then. But what the response to this, I mean, it's essentially, you know, Bush turns around and completely ignoring the evidence, completely disregarding it, says that Iran is still a danger, that as long as they have information to produce nuclear energy, they're still a danger. So, you know, this is all very important for people to resist, and this is being recognized. You know, this trajectory is being recognized widely throughout society right now. We see people like Naomi Klein, who recently wrote the book End of America, which describes a fascist shift.
That's Naomi Wolf, right? Naomi Wolf, not Klein.
Oh, Naomi Wolf, that's right. Yeah, and so, you know, she actually lays out the responsibility of people to resist in such a fascist shift as this is happening, that it's the duty of average people to change their lives radically and to resist this.
Well, now let me ask you that along those lines, because one of the things that World Can't Wait is known for, and I know it's been always striving for, is saying that, look, you know, protest as usual, and this is one of the things I really like about this, is this White Rose Coalition, that both what the name conjures up, but also the idea of, you know, there's a point about breaking out of the box, I think, to a certain extent. And you know, you guys have always been sort of striving for this, you know, saying that to change, to make the kind of change that needs to happen, people can't, you know, it can't be politics as usual. So why don't we talk about what you're talking about there in relation to this, you know, this whole campaign you have, because it's January 1st, but it also goes beyond that too.
Well, right. I mean, you know, people do have to break out of the box. I mean, looking at what's happening within the box right now, you know, these major questions, you know, at a time when, you know, a million people have been killed in 4 years of war in Iraq, you know, there's a growing police state, there's a racist atmosphere being fueled by nooses and ICE raids. These things aren't being addressed in the form of the presidential election campaign. The Democrats aren't offering any fundamental challenge to this Bush program, which has been bolted into place. And so, yes, it is the responsibility of people to resist this. And we're aiming to organize mass nonviolent civil resistance over the coming months. Demonstrations, you know, small springboard demonstrations on college campuses and in major cities leading up to marches and displays of thousands of people standing in determined resistance against this.
And in terms of I know one of the groups that you've been concentrating a lot on have been students and youth around this, right? So what are the plans around that?
Well, actually, this Thursday we're planning a meeting here in Los Angeles for all youth and students in the area who want to be a part of building this movement of mass resistance, especially, you know, leading into this coming school term. It's going to be, if you don't mind my announcing it.
No, go right ahead, man.
All right. Yeah, so we're going to be meeting at the World Can't Wait chapter office. It's 5507 Santa Monica Boulevard, and it's office number 207. It's at the corner of Santa Monica and Western. But we're going to be meeting this Thursday at 7 p.m., so come along and bring your ideas. Think big and bold, and how we can really, you know, appear on the scene.
Now, one of the things in terms of this, did you, I can't, you know, for, I had my, I got distracted for a minute here. Did you already talk about January 11th, what you're going to be doing then?
Well, January 11th, actually, no, I haven't. There's this nationwide call from groups, you know, such as the American Civil Liberties Union, Amnesty International, and World Can't Wait, to wear orange armbands in particular on January 11th. It's a day of action, a day to stand, to demand that Guantanamo be shut down and to demand an end of torture at the hands of this government. And so the campuses will be hotbeds of action on that day.
And so people can look for you. Will they be able to identify you? You guys are going out on the night before the Rose Parade?
Yeah, we hope to do that. There should be information posted on the World Can't Wait website, worldcantwait-la.com. We should be out there. We should be wearing orange. Have lots of flyers, so join us and, you know, be a part of building sentiment for resistance.
Okay, and once again, can you give people the number for World Can't Wait?
Yeah, you can reach us at 323-462-4771.
Okay, and the number for the White Rose Coalition is 323-829-0314 or 310-497-7255. You can also visit www.bcimpeach.com for details, tab number 10. All right, Jared, thank you very much for joining us.
All right, thanks, Michael. I appreciate you having World K-Way on.
Sure, man. I'm Michael Slate. This is KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara.